Hello, this is Dr. Paul Sachs from Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School. And the InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy, or ICAC, just completed in Denver last week. And the most important HIV study presented at this conference this year was the Flamingo study. Now, the Flamingo study was a randomized clinical trial comparing dolutegravir, the recently approved once-daily integrase inhibitor, versus ritonavir-boosted darunavir in treatment-naive patients. The patients also received nucleosides, of course. They received either tenofovir FTC or abacavir 3TC. About 250 patients per study arm were enrolled, and the 48-week results were presented. Now, I should emphasize before I give you the results that this was an open-label study, so it's different from the previous two treatment-naive studies of dolutegravir. Those were blinded studies, one compared to tenofovir FTC efavirenz and one compared to raltegravir. But in this open-label study, at week 48, 90% of the dolutegravir arm and 83% of the darunavir-ritonavir arm met the criteria for success, virologic success by the snapshot algorithm. Their HIV RNA was less than 50. This difference not only met the protocol's pre-specified non-inferiority criteria, but also met criteria for superiority. So dolutegravir was superior to darunavir. Now, like the single study, which also showed dolutegravir's superiority, the superiority came from fewer patients discontinuing their randomized drug in the dolutegravir versus darunavir-ritonavir arm. There were equal number of virologic failures in both arms, and I should emphasize, once again, in this treatment-naive study, there were no cases of emergent resistance in patients who had virologic failure. So we now have three studies in treatment-naive patients, all compared with preferred regimens, one versus tenofovir FTC efavirenz, one versus nucleosides plus raltegravir, and one versus nucleosides plus boosted darunavir. And they all show that dolutegravir is either non-inferior or superior to those comparisons. So that's the results. Those are the results of the Flamingo trial presented last week at the ICAC in Denver. Thanks very much.